I'm happy about that.
You're going to get one someday.
I'm never getting a tattoo. I can say that with 100% certainty right now. I'm 26 years old. Do you think I'm going to become more willing to get a tattoo or something along those lines?
I bet someday you're just going to be like, I'll get one.
All right. Whatever. You may think that. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I do. If I don't, then money back.
You're going to give me money.
Money back. Whatever money you paid, you get back. So, what do you think? You have something for tattoos?
Sure do. I agree with you, Matt. All the way.
All the way?
All the way. I'm all about options.
Okay.
It's like getting a tattoo is like going down to the furniture store and buying a new set of furniture for your living room.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy it, the salesman says, okay, it's yours, but you're going to live with it the rest of your life. And what's more, you can't move it around in your room.
Yeah.
Got to stay where you put it.
And you're stuck with that plaid furniture for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you are. And, if you want a tattoo, get a temporary one.
There you go, Jerry Ann. Do they make, like, custom-made temporary tattoos?
I don't know.
They can, like, spray paint them on or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give that a shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reapply it a lot, but,
Well, you can change. It's options.
There you go.
It's like that Attack hummingbird, you know?
And one day, if you're pissed at your sisters or whatever and don't want to represent them,
that's right.
Your hummingbirds, just wash it off for that day.
That's
get it
right.
Reapplied the next day.
They may steal your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There you go. I don't know. They sound pretty sneaky to me.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Thanks
bye.
For the call, man.
You bet. Bye.
They kind of threw him off the phone.
That was my dad.
Oh. The dad pulling the call on the show thing.
Yeah, he's not thrilled with the tattoos.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he very disappointed in all three of you?
Yes. He is.
If I had known that as your dad, I would have asked a lot more questions.
Like what?
I'm very sneaky. I don't know. I have some concerns. I do. You got some thoughts on tattoos for us?
Yeah, I got a couple tattoos.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got my fiance's name on my left shoulder.
Okay.
And the Chinese love symbol on my right forearm.
It's in Chinese writing?
Yes.
Good observation.
What, me?
Yeah.
I was just making sure. I thought maybe there was some kind of, maybe they have a symbol. Like, Prince has a symbol, right? It's not
yeah.
any language or anything like that. I thought maybe there was a symbol that wasn't necessarily a Chinese. Okay, fine. Fine, Jerry-Ann. But what do you think about the Chinese symbols or the Japanese symbols or whatever? On the tattoos.
I think it depends on why you get them.
But, okay, what do you mean?
Like
the love tattoo's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Like, he loves his fiance, so that's
yeah.
how you got it.
But, like, I like, skanks or something wouldn't be cool.
Probably not.
Something like that. I think it's a good idea because you can always say, no, this means whatever. So if you do change your mind on that tattoo
mm-hmm.
or realize, hey, maybe that tattoo wasn't so good, you can just make up that it means something different. The only time
until
you have problems.
Somebody that knows who
knows Chinese. Chinese. Yeah, but how many people do you run into that know Chinese? You know? Yeah. And when you're talking to Chinese people, say, okay, come over here with me. And then explain to them, hey, could you pretend that this means, you know? Whereas if you have a whole, a tattoo that everyone can interpret, it's a good idea, Jerry-Ann. It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because if you renege on that idea that you like love or whatever, then you can just say, well, this means, warrior or, something like that. You can just change it to fit your current mood.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, bro.
Okay.
See you. We gave him all kinds of time to talk there, didn't we? Hey, what are your thoughts on tattoos for us?
Yeah. My boyfriend's really into tattoos. And he worked at the commissary with this one dude. And he was about trying to show his tattoo off to my boyfriend, and it was a biohazard sign. And he didn't know what it was, so he's about trying to show it off. My boyfriend's like, it's a biohazard sign? He's like, a what? He's like, where people stick their dirty needles? He's like, oh,
yeah, and he goes, yeah, right here into my arm. What do you... The